It's time once again for the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app or just on YouTube because it's just way easier. Welcome to a new era in the podcast. We added video. I took some duct tape. I took a camera. I had my microphone and I just kind of makeshift made a studio to do this video podcast. It is janky, but we're going to get through it together. Along with WWE's new era, I felt we needed to move this podcast in a new direction, being you get to see me and I get to answer your questions in the comments. So we're going to move forward with video and see how that works out. If it works out poorly, we'll go back to the old format. But for now, I'm excited. We're moving formats of the show as well. So Mondays are going to be the five count, where we go over five things we found interesting in WWE in the past week, or it'll be a Raw recap or something. And then on Thursdays, we're going to try focusing in on professional wrestling adjacent stuff. Adjacent might not be the right word, but focusing on comic books that have professional wrestling in them, or video games, or 2K24, which is still a video game. Looking at old posters, doing tier lists for pay-per-view logos. We're going to have some fun. So let's kick this bad boy off with the five count from yesterday's Monday Night Raw. So Monday Night Raw kicked off with Rhea Ripley. This is number one on the five count. Kicked off with Rhea Ripley vacating the Women's World title, which is such a shame. She got injured. She can't wrestle. She can't defend. So she's giving up the belt. And they tied it into the Liv Morgan revenge tour on the Raw after Mania. Liv Morgan hit her with a crazy chair shot and whooped her tail in kayfabe. And I don't know if that's when she got injured. I don't know if this is a work. I don't know anything. Casual fan here. But having Rhea out is going to leave a huge gap in the women's division. And it's also going to leave a huge gap in Judgment Day. And we saw kind of the dissension within Judgment Day on Raw, where Damian Priest, came in after Jey Uso won his match against Finn to kind of show him the title. And the Judgment Day ends up jumping Jey, and Damian's like, what are you doing? I didn't ask you to do that. And Finn is like, this is what we do. So there's a disconnect between champ Damian now with Rhea gone, and then the rest of Judgment Day just feel like fodder at this point. Finn Balor is still obviously Finn Balor. You can't change the prince. But JD and Dom still feel like jobbers. While Dom is getting heat, he takes too many pins for him to be like a viable member. I'm starting to wonder what their whole vibe is anymore. And without Rhea, they're really like only one guy's winning, and that's Damian. Because Finn just lost to Jay. JD is constantly losing because he's the new Dolph Ziggler. He's always getting put through a table or thrown off something high because he can sell like nobody's business. And then Dom just takes pins. He's getting better as a wrestler, but he keeps getting the 1-2-3. He keeps missing the 1-2-3. So when Rhea comes back, she's coming back as a babyface, obviously, because she's never been that much of a heel to begin with. She's going to make a triumphant return. And at that point, I don't see her fitting into Judgment Day plans, especially when she gets the huge pop when she comes back. Or maybe she'll turn heel legitimately then. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. Number two on my list, as I look at my notes, the new World Tag Team titles were revealed. They gave up those Raw Tag Team titles, which I never particularly liked. And they've introduced the new belts, which are on brand for kind of the world title designs that they have going on, with the sort of outlined WWE logo in the center and kind of just a lot of gold stuff around it. I'm on the fence about the title. I've seen a lot of people say that they like the new designs. I'm not opposed to them, which I feel is kind of wishy-washy way to put that, but I don't know. There's something too symmetrical about the title, right? It's like this big circle and then a strap around it. It doesn't feel like a title necessarily, or at least one that I grew up loving, right? So the tag team titles that the Hart Foundation had stick in my mind as like world tag team titles. Like, there's huge belts that felt cohesive. I don't know. Something about the titles just didn't jive with me. It felt like it was made out of crumpled golden aluminum. If you go back and look at some of the screenshots, it just looks like the gold is just like crumpled up. I'm sure it's a pattern or, you know, flowers or whatever, but I haven't seen it up close. So it'll grow on me. The other ones didn't grow on me. So this is nothing but a market improvement. I'm really interested to see what the WWE tag team titles look like on SmackDown. I assume they're going to look like the Undisputed title, which I'm on the fence about as well. But I like the shape of that title more than like the rounded circular geometric world title that they have there. So that's that. But it is a nice title. It'll have to just grow on me, honestly. And the number one contenders for those titles were decided with DIY winning a triple threat tag team match. Is that what they called it? I don't remember what they called it. Between the Creed Brothers, New Day, and DIY. So DIY is taking on their boys next week for the titles. That's happening. Let's see how that... I mean, I don't see Awesome Truth losing it. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? New era, right? Number three. And this one hurt quite a bit. And that's Chad Gable has gone heel. No! They turned him heel. I don't actually mind him going heel. I love Chad Gable. I think he does great work. I think he's one of the best workers that WWE or even just professional wrestling has at the moment. He had heel Kurt Angle vibes there. That top rope ankle lock thing that he strapped Sammy into, if that's not a new finisher move, I don't just do that all the time. Who's gonna not tap from that? It was crazy. But hopefully this heel turn elevates him just a little bit, moves him further up the card. He was already pretty high on the card, but now I feel this heel turn is going to separate him from Alpha Academy. What happens to those guys? I have no idea. Without Chad Gable, they don't really mesh well. New era. I don't know what the plans are, but it feels like they're kind of cutting him off and moving him into singles competition with this new attitude of, you know, ruthlessness and whatnot. So I'm all for it. I hope Chad Gable gets all that stuff. I hope he gets a title, which I'll cover in the fifth point, actually. Number four is from the Raw After Mania, because I didn't do a podcast last week, and that's about Samantha Irvin. Talk about an incredible talent. You want to talk about like professional wrestling adjacent. Like, she's not actually wrestling, but she brings so much to professional wrestling. All of her calls have personality. All of them are unique for the wrestler. She finds something about their gimmick and she highlights it with the call, like Chelsea Green, or, you know, however she calls wrestlers, she does something unique for them. She adds personality to the calls. She adds emotion to the calls. They put the camera on her now just because she emotes during the matches. Like, she's like, oh my God, she's like really selling it. You want to talk about selling, Samantha Irvin sells. She's not even in the ring. So I wanted to give that woman her flowers and just applaud her work at WrestleMania. And just week to week, she's incredible. So good stuff. I mean, she's never going to watch this, but she's doing incredible work. And number five, the WWE draft is coming up. And they're talking about NXT being a big part of this one, where WWE superstars might be drafted down to NXT, and, you know, guys are coming up like Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes. They're coming up to probably SmackDown and Raw and whatnot. So it's going to be a huge thing. I hope they move Chad Gable to SmackDown so he can choke out Logan Paul and take that U.S. title and be the champ that we know he can be. Anyway, that's our first inaugural video podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Please hit the like, subscribe, tell a friend about this. I'm trying to keep it 10-minute show. How does this podcast usually end?
I normally say something cool like, and don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.